You are listening to Sheep Might Fly, a podcast of serialized fiction written and read by Tansy Vaderbom. Part 16, The Hall of Lost Princes. Dennis had a plan now. It wasn't a great plan, it wasn't even a good plan. But if saving Kai meant riding across country to rescue a prince from an enchanted thornbush, then by the mountain gods, he was going to ride and rescue. While Amira made the arrangements, including a fake story to pitch to her editor, he headed back up to the castle to look in on his sleeping boyfriend and leave a note for the others. The last thing he wanted was to lose access to Kai because he hadn't kept Princess Camilla, Kai's sister, he had to keep remembering that strange fact, in the loop. His palm gave Dennis access through the wards on Camilla's tower, which surprised but pleased him. For now, she was letting him come and go as a family member. The sound of breaking glass alerted him that he was not the only one awake in the tower. He leapt for the stairs, taking them two at a time, and burst into the sleeping chamber only to find Kai, the same as ever, fast asleep on his pallet on the floor, Queen Ella still sleeping, though one post of her glass bed had shattered, with pieces strewn all over the floor, as if someone had taken an axe to it. Princess Camilla stood there, surrounded by a sea of glass, looking like someone had told her magic wasn't real. One crisis at a time. "Stay still, don't move your feet," Dennis urged, and went for a broom to help clear up the glass, while Camilla did indeed stand still. When he was done with the worst of it, Dennis wedged a chair under the bed to make sure it was still going to keep the Queen stable, then helped the Princess across the floor. She had a few cuts on her feet where the satin shoes, he remembered a time when she only wore giant work boots, had failed to protect her from the shrapnel. She resisted only when he tried to take her from the room. "I can't leave him." "What's wrong? Did you find something out?" To Dennis's horror, the Princess burst into noisy tears, burying her face in his chest. He knew how to do this. He had sisters and sisters-in-law, female friends, though of late his female friends consisted of Ziggy and Jack, neither of whom had ever cry-hugged on him. He was well out of practice. Still, this was a basic enough task. Pat the back, mutter something calming, wait for them to talk or not talk, make tea when possible. "I have to give him back his magic," said Camilla in a muffled voice, wiping her messy face on his tabard. "Can you stay here while I do it? I don't want to hurt him." "I can do that," said Dennis, though he had no idea what was going on. Kai woke up. The three of them were sleeping in some kind of giant wardrobe tonight, surrounded by ball gowns and doublets that smelled of mothballs. He wasn't sure at first what had woken him until he saw a movement in the darkness by the doorway. "Come on," whispered Zed. "Don't wake her indoors. I have something to show you." Kai moved carefully around the sleeping form of Queen Ella and crept out after the Prince of Zix. "Where are we going?" "Shh," was all he heard. Zed moved ahead of him, carrying some kind of lantern that sent strange shadows in fluttering shapes against the walls. "It's not usually this dark," Kai observed. "Ah, well, that's cursed nightmare castles for you. Mind of its own. In here, I knew it was close by." Kai accidentally jostled against the other man as he stepped into the new room, a few doors down. He was startled at how clammy Zed's skin felt, hot like he'd been sleeping under far too many covers. "Are you all right?" "Don't fuss." "It's not fussing to be concerned." "That's the definition of fussing, dude. Chill out." "You don't sound like a prince," Kai muttered. "Why do none of the princes I meet actually behave like princes?" "Never meet your heroes," Zed said sagely. "My heroes include 14 novelists and the inventor of the printing press, not spoiled rich boys in pointy hats." Kai's words trailed off with a choking sound. He forgot what he was talking about, as Zed's lantern illuminated the truth of the room before him. Where are we? Oh, this is our tomb, basically, said Zed, sounding far too cheerful about it. The Hall of Lost Princes and Princesses, the occasional Grand Duke. More of them towards the back. Don't knock any over. It'd be hell to clean up all the smashed marble. Kai stared. The statues were life-sized and horribly pale, stacked up in rows like someone was planning an epic, if morbid, game of Skittles. Kai had seen statues like this before, in the occasional nook and gallery of Castle Charming, but never so many all at once. They were royals, which was evident because every one of them wore some kind of crown, coronet, or tiara. They were young, even taking the youthening effect of smooth marble into account. Baby-faced princes and princesses, frozen in a moment of awkward elegance. Many of them carried weapons which looked at odds with their fancy formal outfits. One princess in the front row, with perfectly curled hair and a lace-draped bosom, had her hand curled around the handle of a lacrosse stick, which had half a tentacle hanging from it, all rendered in stone detail. The prince next to her held a ceremonial axe, but the carving made the axe look old and dented. It looked real. "So, this is Nathaniel," said Zed, laying a hand on the shoulder of the prince with the axe. "Old friend of mine. Well, recent friend. Recent brief friend. He was the one before you, poor kid. El introduced me to a lot of these, the ones from before my time," he added. "The front two rows are her lot. Or maybe the front three rows? Anyway, that lady there is Erin of Torth," he said with a semblance of a formal bow. "Next to her is Prince Egbert of Seafrith, and the one with the bow and arrows next to him is Prince Hal, from some island I've never heard of." "All dead," said Kai flatly. "All dead. I'm not here yet, or El. The statues just appear when one of us is killed by the castle." "Why are you showing me this?" Zed shrugged, looking uncomfortable. "No reason. Thought you should know as much as I do about how all this works." "Oh my God, are you dying?" "I'm fine." Unable to resist, Kai leaned in and prodded a finger into Zed's chest, roughly where he thought the creature had stabbed him. "Ugh!" Zed swayed back, slapping him away. "Don't. Heal faster here, my ass. Were you lying about that?" "I'm fine." Sounded less convincing every time he said it. "Look, I don't want to hear it," Kai said suddenly, turning away. "If something does happen, El's going to need you." "You can't leave me here with her. She's terrifying," Kai snapped. "I think I'd rather team up with the monsters." "Dude," said Zed, looking pained. "I think she's your mum." A wave of dizziness came over Kai. He wasn't sure if it was shock at the stupidest thing he'd ever heard, or something else. Black stars exploded in his vision. I have to," he muttered, and shuffled quickly to the open hallway, out of view of those chilling statues of dead royals. "Are you okay?" Zed asked, following closely. Kai wasn't sure if he was about to swoon or throw up. "Don't fuss," he said, his voice cracking with irony. He could smell ink. He wasn't sure how or where, but it was close. His tower tattoo hummed to life, sensing the source of its magic. His head felt like it was going to explode. Ink blossomed on the nearest wall, spiraling out shapelessly, as if someone had thrown a bottle and watched the contents smash against the surface. A face appeared in the spreading black smear, so familiar that at first Kai thought it was himself, reflected in a mirror. Then he recognized her. "Bro," said Zed at his shoulder. "I didn't know you had a sister." "That's not my sister, it's Camilla," Kai corrected, and stopped talking, his tongue stuttering over the last syllable of her name. "Oh. Is this a long-lost prince thing?" Zed asked sympathetically. "Awkward." "Camilla," Kai breathed. "Kai," she said, sounding miserable and exhilarated all at once. I have something to tell you. Thanks for listening to Sheep Might Fly. You can sign up to my author newsletter for updates. Follow me on Twitter at TansyRR or at Sheep Might Fly. Find me on Facebook at TansyRR Books. And if you like this podcast, consider supporting me at Patreon, where you can receive all kinds of cool rewards, early ebooks, and exclusive stories for a small monthly pledge. See you next week.